If you want to ride high, they'll show you the road. Two swell guys to help shoulder the load. On the way, highway. They'll take a ride on the way, highway.
It's time for the Way Highway here on Adobe Radio with your hosts, Sean Cowig and Kristen Sanchez.
We're back, baby! It's your boy, Sean, here on the Way Highway. You're listening to Adobe Radio, and that's fantastic. Get ready for an hour of cannabis comedy, because that's what we do on the Way Highway. And I want to introduce you to my special friend, Kristen Sanchez!
Happy New Year, everybody! Yeah. 2022. If you'd like to follow us in this brand new year on social media, you could follow Sean Cowig at Sean Cowig. If you'd like to follow me on social media, Kristen Sanchez, you can follow me at Siren16X. And if you'd like to follow the Way Highway, you could follow the Way Highway at the Way Highway. Or send us an email at wayhighway@adobe.com.
I'm psyched to be back here on the Way Highway. In the interim, What Way Highway listeners, what you heard for the past 2 weeks, 2 weeks ago, we played a classic episode with Brendan Hunt. Brendan Hunt doing some fantastic work. Ted Lasso, fantastic television program on the Apple Plus. What do you call that thing? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did it.
Yeah.
I did it. And then last week, classic episode with Aparna Brielle and Kristen Couture, new season of Swiss and Lolly. Out where you get your podcasts. Check that out. And now here, we're back again with brand new episodes of The Way Highway on Adobe Radio. Thank you so much for listening.
Yay!
Yeah. And we've got producer Jelly here with us today. Jelly!
Oh, yeah.
Hello.
We're not alone.
Happy New Year!
We're alone. Happy New Year. So let's start talking about the self-care, my babies, rolling into a little segment we like to call product review.
Yes.
Okay. So Kiva makes a line of edible gummies called Camino. And I didn't even know this until I read the description of these specific ones that Camino is road in Spanish. That's fun. I should have known that probably. Maybe I can start to be a smarter person here in the do-so double deuce.
All about learning and growing. And you're on your way.
Yeah, I'm on my way. One step at a time.
On the journey.
Baby steps. Baby steps down the Camino. These specific Kiva Camino cannabis-infused gummies are the special edition Holiday Punch Christmas Morning Gummies. And first of all, the little picture on the tin is just adorable.
Yes.
It's just adorable. It's a little wintry hut with some pine trees. It looks like there are little strings on them. They're little Christmas trees. There's definitely a Christmas tree in front of the house with some presents underneath it. Just adorable. Just adorable packaging.
Yeah.
And so,
it's very winter wonderland. Very white Christmas.
Totally. Totally winter wonderland, white Christmassy, yeah. So here, let me read this to you. A physical road takes you to a physical place. Camino takes you to a state of mind. Get all the feels of Christmas morning with Kiva's Holiday Punch Camino Gummies. Energizing terpenes with notes of cranberry and cinnamon will have you leaping out of bed with joyful anticipation.
Wait, can you tell me what the flavor is one more time? I didn't quite catch.
So it's Holiday Punch, right? And so there are notes of cranberry and cinnamon. So what it is it kind of tastes like, I wouldn't go as far as to say mulled wine, but it's almost like mulled punch, like a Christmas punch.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Would you say it's more fruity or more spicy?
It's kind of equal parts fruity and spicy. It's sweet, and then like just it's got that like cinnamony Christmas sweetness.
I'm a cinnamon whore. I fucking love cinnamon. Not everyone likes cinnamon, so like whenever it's like in something sneakily,
yeah,
I'm always like, yes, give me more. But yeah. My husband is absolutely the exact opposite. Like, he can't really do cinnamon and stuff. So, like, oh, I'm always a benefactor whenever something, some sneaky cinnamon gets into something. I'm always like, yes, all for Kristen.
Sneaky cinnamon. I just love that. I love the idea of sneaky cinnamon. Yeah.
I also, well, speaking of sneaky cinnamon, you can poison yourself if you eat too much cinnamon.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Wasn't that a thing? Like the cinnamon challenge?
And people cinnamon were like,
so challenge. That was another way to kill yourself with cinnamon.
Oh, my God.
So basically what people were doing they were taking a tablespoon of cinnamon, and then they were putting it in their mouth. But what the dangerous part of that is cinnamon will bind to like any moisture molecules. So basically, like when you like breathe it in, it like makes you like fucking like so like you can't breathe.
Yeah,
you make it so you can't breathe, and you kind of like kill yourself accidentally.
Yeah, like, I mean, you just don't breathe.
Not breathing is not a good thing for a person.
It's kind of one of the big ones.
Yeah,
it's kind of one of the big ones for us.
Don't do the cinnamon challenge.
Yeah, do not do the cinnamon challenge. Anything that ends with challenge, I'm gonna say in this year, fuck it. I don't like it.
I don't need any challenges. Thank you.
I've overcome so much. I've done it. There's only so much goddamn character building I can fucking do. You know?
Yeah.
I'm there in the part of my personality. but you know, that might just be me.
Nah, no, I don't think that's just you. I think we're all good on challenges.
Yeah.
Or maybe that's just me. But I'm pretty sure most people are good on challenges. Jelly, how you doing on challenges? You looking to get challenged?
The past 2 years, I feel like, have been one of those joke challenges.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think we've finally just got, like, the icing on the cake is the sprint around the circle back to, like, exactly where we started. So that way, like, these holidays echoing last holidays is truly the nail in the coffin of, like, the last 2 years didn't exist.
Yep. Yeah.
Right? Because now it just all blends in. It was like, I had this one alone Christmas. Now I've had two alone Christmases. So not, like, which one, only one of them happened, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Like,
2021 didn't exist.
No. Listen, fuck it. In April, I'm turning 40 again, and I don't give a shit anymore. I'm lying about my age from here on out because I'm keeping 40 for the next couple of years. You heard it here first. I'm lying now. I will freely admit that on Adobe Radio that I am now officially going to lie about my age, and I'm going to be 40 for the next 3 years. Sorry, not sorry. But my birthday in April, 40 again. And then in the following April,
it's 411th birthday.
40.
It's the stay 40 challenge.
It's the stay 40 challenge. Thank you, Jelly. Yeah. And I mean, convince me I'm not. You can't do it. April 21st.
I don't think it's the best way to start off any, like, you know, type of new relationship to lie to someone. That's probably not the best thing, but I mean, wow.
Listen, if I'm really into you, I'll be honest, but I'm going to be honest with the truth. I've been 40 for several years. And that is what I will say to you. Listen, I'm really digging you. I think we got a lot of chemistry. This is a great vibe. I would like to take this to the next level. I've been 40 for the past 4 years. Can you handle that? Yes. Great. Let's get married.
If not, here's a spoonful of cinnamon.
It's the red pill or the blue pill.
What are you gonna do?
A wedding ring and a tablespoon.
You're gonna to either accept me lying about my age for several years, or you're going to die from cinnamon. I don't think it has to be that way. I don't think it has to be that way. It's gonna be okay.
Yeah, never gonna get through this.
We're gonna be okay. I am lying about it. I'm gonna be 40 for the next couple of years. So the Camino Holiday Punch gummies are 5 milligrams each. They're absolutely delicious. They certainly were part of my self-care regimen, working through these holidays. Mm-hmm.
I've been taking a fuck ton of, like, when I can, just if I can take a bath, I will sit in that water until the water is so cold. Mm-hmm. Like, I go through, like, the heat temperature, and I just, like, soak up all of the warmth in the beginning, and then all the way through to, like, being, like sitting there freezing in the water, being like, no, this is good. You gotta get out of it. This was a good safe space.
I took a bath so long the other day. When I got out, I tried to put socks on and realized I couldn't because it would be bad for my feet because they were so pruned. I was like, no, these need to air out. These pups need to air out for a minute. I can't just throw on socks. Puppies are pruned.
I could definitely watch a feature-length film.
Yeah.
Solid.
Yeah.
Like, be comfortable doing it the whole time. Yep. Like, having a good time.
Yep.
Probably could do some solid masks or, like, self-care, you know.
Yep.
Maybe do, like, a hair treatment if I'm feeling like, you know, doing some extra things.
Hell yeah.
Feature Hell film yeah. in the background.
Yep. Okay, so something strange has been happening to me where I can't not be awake somewhere between 4:50 and 5 a.m. For the past couple of weeks. Like, I'm just waking up and I'm like, shit. So I have these, like, really long beginning of days where, like, nothing happens, but, like, a lot can happen because there's just time, but, like, it's not like I'm trying to do things, but, like, who fucking knows, right? It's just so weird. I'm watching the sunrise every day. But one of those days in the morning, I took a bath, and then somewhere, like, way late in the afternoon, I took a shower, and I didn't remember until I was in the shower that I was like, dude, you took a bath today. Why are you taking a shower?
I thought you were gonna say you were able to, like, go back to sleep after you took a bath, because, like, there are times where I'll wake up, like, super hardcore early in the morning,
yeah,
be like, no, fuck, I can still be asleep, but, like, I can't get there for some reason, and if I can, like, take, like, a hot shower or, like, quick, like, soothing thing sometimes and get like back to bed, that's sometimes enough to, like, get me back to sleep.
Yeah. I wish. I don't know what's going on. But you know what? Oh, the real problem probably is once I decide I'm awake, I start making coffee.
Yeah.
And then I'm drinking, like, 8 cups of coffee.
Oh yeah, dude, fucking knock that off.
You got it. I'm just like, I'm stressed out. I don't know what's happening. I better drink coffee so I can get an anxiety attack. That's what's going on. That's what's going on. But we're going to take a quick break here on the Way Highway. We'll come back. We're going to keep talking about, more self-care. Keep talking about marijuana stuff that we're working with. I got a fun segment for the three of us when we come back from our second break, but let's not get ahead of ourselves. You're listening to Adobe Radio. This is The Way Highway. We'll be right back. After these messages, we'll be right back. Welcome back to The Way Highway here on Adobe Radio. I'm Sean.
I'm Kristen, and our special guest is Jelly!
Jelly's here!
Jelly!
So, Jelly, we were talking a little bit before we started recording. You're still working at Spud what's it called?
Spud bar. I love the phrasing, spud. Yep.
Spud. Spud bar. It's a bar for spuds.
Yes, yeah, it's we just sell baked potatoes. Loaded baked potatoes.
I love that. Yeah. Everybody go to Spud Bar. I just bring it up because I would just want to give you a shout out because I'm in awe of anybody that has to work in anything restaurant right now, because everybody I talk to that's working in a restaurant is like, coworkers are coming down with it. People are coming into the restaurant. They're just taking their masks off. They're coughing and sneezing everywhere. So it's just.
Yeah, I think it's like we're not getting a lot of people like eating in, which is good. Well, actually, which like not getting that many people coming and getting baked potatoes, you know, at the moment. But I also work at a few major theaters where like Harry Potter and Moulin Rouge are on. So I'm like interacting with like almost like 4,000 people a day, which is hectic. And like I just have to. I'm like the person like checking everyone's like vaccination certificates and making sure everyone's wearing a mask. And then like when I'm in the
store,
put your mask on. I hate it. Like I hate how like just strict and annoying I am about it. But I'm like, no, you have to. You have to.
Yeah.
Do it. Otherwise, it's like we're not going to be able to have the theaters open, you know?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It's also the worst that, like, there literally has to be, we're in a state of existence where there literally has to be, like, someone there to be like, no, you put your goddamn mask on so you don't accidentally kill someone else. You do the right thing. And, like, people are like, it's so annoying that person's here. And it's like, wait a minute, hold on.
No.
It's so fucking annoying that we have to deal with all the other assholes that got us fucking here.
It's crazy. Yeah.
Let us not give that person a hard time. That person is doing their goddamn best and literally what they have to.
It's honestly, sorry, Sean. No, it's okay. I was just going to say holiday shopping. But like before Christmas, it seemed like it's still kind of okay to go places. And now it's like, I don't know that it's okay to go places. And the thing that changed is before the holidays, it was like, this is starting to get bad. And then like, as we got through, all of a sudden it was like, okay, every other person I know has the coronavirus. What is happening? Before holiday shopping, Christmas shopping, you're in a store and there's always one idiot that has like mask under nose. And then there's always one defiant, just dipshit that is like defiantly there not wearing a mask. Like fuck you.
I feel like those people think that they're brave and bold for doing what they're doing. And they're just like, they're just literally walking outside with a facial way of showing everyone else on this planet that you don't give a fuck about anyone else. Yeah. Like, you are just a selfish piece of shit.
It's incredibly, it's just so stupid. It's not a big deal. Yeah. You just put on a fucking mask. It's not a big deal.
Well, common courtesy getting in the way of me and my convenience and my right now, I want it, give it to me, rah. You know, sometimes those things don't go together. And unfortunately, here we are.
Here we are.
We have Omicron, which everyone is like, huh, it's not that bad. And I was like, guys, like we do not have enough evidence yet to say that it is not bad. And like all of the studies with everything else were like, oh, you know, Delta, it's really going after the lungs. Well, guys, guess what Omicron goes after? Your heart.
Oh, cool. It's
heart. Cool. Also, there are like people that have like gotten it that have no idea that they even have anything wrong because they like it's as if they are like completely asymptomatic of anything that's going wrong, but secretly they've got a gigantic lesion in their heart and it is growing and they just have no concept because they're not having the heart palpitations. They're not having those types of things because all of the COVID things are preventing those symptoms from showing. So people are taking a lot longer to actually seek assistance. And like in that time, like heart tissue is not something that like grows back. You know, once you fuck up arterial tissue, it's pretty fucking done. Yeah. So like, that's something you really, really, really have to be careful about. So please, please, please wear masks, take precautions, be safe, stay outside. Don't eat indoors, ventilate, ventilate, ventilate. Fuck the CDC. Don't listen to anything that they have to say. Listen to organizations that actually give a shit about people. I like to listen to the World Health Organization. They've been giving some pretty good advice. But yes, just make sure to look and trust your gut. If it doesn't feel right, don't do it. Don't eat cinnamon.
Don't eat the cinnamon.
Not like that too much.
Also the latest set of side effects, right? Mm-hmm. Besides all the ones that we've known. Symptoms is the word that I'm looking for. My Camino holiday punch Christmas morning gummy is kicking in. So the symptoms that came out that were like headache, dry cough, congestion, muscle pain specifically in the lower back. I was like, oh no, I'm fucked. I feel like that every day.
Yeah,
me too.
Every day I have lower back pain. Yeah. Every day I have a headache. Every day I'm a little congested. And every day I have, because I vape, I guess I don't have a dry cough. It's more of a wet cough because it's me killing myself with metal. Don't vape.
Don't
vape, everyone. Don't be like me. Don't quit smoking cigarettes just to pick up a vaping habit. So stupid. I'm an idiot, but at least I'm 40 for the next 4 years.
Next 4 years.
So cute. I'm going to be so cute. It's just...
John, I just want you to start claiming to be older. I just want you to be like, oh no, I'm 111. I just want you to be Bilbo age. I'm 111.
I'm actually aging back. Yeah, I'm 1101.
That could be a good idea. You could be like, yeah, I'm like 55. And people will look at you and be like, oh my God. You're wow.
You look good. Incredible. Holy shit. You're 50? Yeah. No. No.
I'm 67 years old. What?
Oh, thank you for being a friend. You can say that to time because your face doesn't show it.
Yeah, pretty cool. Pretty cool.
It's almost time to retire. And then you're just going to get to have fun.
That's going
to
be great. I'm very close to retirement. My Roth IRA is just peaked.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. I have no, like, what have I even been doing?
No, well, you've been existing as a person who has lived in a time period where literally every single social structure that was supposed to benefit you in the American system was taken away systematically by the adults and everyone older than us. Yeah. So that now we have this basic, you know, hellscape that we live in where we basically are super fucked. Literal, like... guidelines and like, you know, the country that's supposed to like keep people safe from a global motherfucking pandemic has literally been bought out by a goddamn corporation because we're America. Hello, welcome. Have you gotten the call? Have you realized where you are yet? Because turns out we can't start just trying to live other places either because they don't want us. Did you know? Did you know there's a paper out right now that is suggesting that Canada Canada is so afraid that the US is going to become a dictatorship that they are trying to assess right now how they are going to deal with immigration and taking in people from the US claiming trying to get asylum, because they believe by the year 2030 that they're belong an America that exists that is a that is not a dictatorship.
Wow.
That's real. That's a reality we live in right now. What's happening?
I don't know. So Jelly, what have you been doing for self-care? Fuck.
I'm not living in America.
Oh no.
Actually, no, the other day in New Year's Eve, I went to a little party and I met a girl and she obviously had an American accent. And I was like, oh my God. I was like, oh, like what part of America are you from? And she's like, I'm from Canada. And I was like, well, yeah, I was like, that's still North America. She's like, no, I'm Canada. And I was like, okay.
I get it. Hey, it's I get it. That makes sense.
I was like, yeah, okay.
It's like when
I'm sorry.
No, it's totally cool. It's like when I go outside and I'm in any type of space that's public, I wear my mask so people know, like even if I'm completely alone, I wear my mask so that people know that I'm not a terrible person. So they don't assume that I'm like not masking up. So I'm just like, nope, I've already got it on. It's here. Please don't make any assumptions. It's not on me. Not my fault. I'm being smart.
Yeah. Gosh. Oh.
But besides from not being in America, I have honestly just been working like so much. I had Christmas Day off, which was not relaxing at all. It was more tiring than working like a 12-hour day. But in a meantime between my jobs, I've just been going to the beach when it's been nice.
All right.
Although saying that, it's been the other day, like for a few days in a row, it was really hot and it was like 110 degrees Fahrenheit here. So
wow. Yeah.
That was not fun.
That's a lot. That's a lot of hot.
That's so much.
It's just been raining in LA, which is nice and apocalyptic.
Yeah.
It's a little apocalyptic.
It's been really apocalyptic, especially like me, and I've got like the downtown buildings outside my window and it's been all like foggy and rainy and cloudy. And it just looks, it really is taken on a very Gotham. And I don't know if I'm Batman because I don't have the outfit and I haven't vigilantalized yet.
Have the roads been flooding? I know that sometimes happens in LA. Built for the rain.
Right. No, not at all. And you can see it. Like, even just like my parking lot, they like repaved the parking lot. They were all excited about it. And I was like, yeah. And then it rained for like 3 straight days. And now it's like all weird and uneven in their puddles. It's like, oh no, man. Oh, guys. Yeah, it's really, where the hell was I going? Oh, I was going. I got a new car.
Oh,
oh wow. Oh,
I got a new car, but it's the same car that I had. What I just realized through, like, I kept getting emails and I was like, I should check this out because there are no used cars right now. Yeah. And so like I had a 2018 hybrid and they just wanted it. My car dealership wanted it. And I was in like, I'm putting quotes around this, a position of power, because like, I don't know, it's still a car dealership. you're still like kind of like fighting an uphill battle, but
dealing with the devil in the pale moonlight.
Yeah. But like, I knew that like, I didn't have to do that. My car was fine. So I kept like walking out and leaving. At one point, because I was getting my car serviced as I was talking to them about like what it would look like to get in a new car. At one point my car was done being serviced and I walked out to it and I just sat in it for a while, like texting, waiting for somebody to run out and be like, wait. And I'm like, oh, okay. And I ended up getting a, like, even trade-in, so like no money owed on the car that I was paying off, to lease the newest version of my car in black instead of gray, and a zero down, and it's only $40 more a month than I was already paying for my car, and it's a nicer trim.
Awesome. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Congratulations on your fun upgrade.
Thanks. It was like all of a sudden it was like what I do with cell phones, kind of, which is really weird to say because it was a car, but like, honestly, I've been with T-Mobile so long that they love me. So anytime it's basically every,
so just give, T-Mobile just buys you new fucking cars. This is
T-Mobile bought me a new car. So they were like, here you go, man, have a Kia. And I was like, no way. Could you imagine?
I like it.
Could you imagine?
Trade in your old iPhone for a car.
I got an iPhone 13 Pro Max Kia Niro.
There you go.
Well, yeah.
Exists.
What a day. What a day. I think I brought all of that up only to say that there was a gigantic pothole on the 5 that was full of water and it was super dangerous.
And like, there's something about Los Angeles that's like super tricky because like, I know everyone says it, but it's like everyone forgets how to drive in the rain, and it's real. I feel like it's not that everyone forgets how to drive in the rain. I feel like we just have so much traffic from like people that are coming to visit, and they don't realize how slick our roads get because we have so many cars on the road.
So many cars, so much oil. The first rain hits, it hasn't rained in a super long time. It just pulls all that oil up, slicks it all around, and then all of a sudden it's slippery as hell and you can't brake your car. And then everybody's giving everybody rear ends. There, I figured it out.
Yeah.
I got there.
Everybody's giving everybody butts.
Everybody, that's what I was going to say. I was like, everybody's giving everybody butts. Everybody's butting everybody's butts. Listen, we got to take
one more. I will never forget.
Well, no, please tell me before.
I was just going to say, I will never forget the first time I saw it rain in LA. Yeah. And I went out for a walk and there was no one out. And I saw a bunch of snails. And this guy walked past me. He's like, what are they? And I was like, snails? He's like, where did they come from?
What's happening?
Like, oh my God. It's raining. And they came out.
Oh my God, is that nature? California? I'm sorry, do they not understand that we paved these sidewalks?
What are they? They're slowly slithering out of the grass.
Oh, nature.
Oh, nature. Oh, nature. Okay. Now we got to take one more break here on the Way Highway. But don't you worry. We'll be right back with one more segment. You're listening to iDobe Radio. That's fantastic. We'll be right back. Welcome back to The Way Highway here on iDobe Radio. I'm Sean.
I'm Kristen. And our guest is our producer, Jelly.
Producer Jelly.
Yeah.
Went a bit too high then, was realized I couldn't like hold it get any higher.
Great.
It was perfect.
It was perfect pitch.
You
have perfect pitch.
It's like when Ariana Grande hits those moments, because it's just a flavor. It's just a second. It's not like this whole thing, because it's like, if I gave, no, I gotta leave you wanting more. You know, I get it.
No, not, yes. No,
just a taste.
This is, you can have a taste and that is what you will have. You can have one spoon of the yogurt and then the rest of the yogurt is going back in the refrigerator.
Oh my gosh. Sorry, you said yogurt and I immediately thought about plain yogurt and how much it fucking sucks.
Yeah, if you're just out there eating plain yogurt, not doing anything to it, what are you doing?
But I recently had I've never had like natural honeycomb, like real, like natural, actual honeycomb. Mm-hmm. And I had a small piece that was given to sweeten yogurt. And I was like, the fuck is happening? What is this fancy ass shit? And I mixed it together, and it was this little like tiny ball of happiness. And I don't know what happened there, but something with the incredibly sweet of the honey and that like tartness that I've never appreciated before.
Yeah.
About plain, plain yogurt.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was about to say, no offense, but offense should be taken to America. The yogurt sucks there.
Wow. Oh,
so I don't blame you for not liking it.
Wow. Shots fired.
So much of our food sucks. I know. I'm on team any other country.
Plain tart yogurt.
Damn.
So good.
Damn.
It's so good.
One of those things where I think about how, like, gosh, I wonder what it's like to live in a country where, like, the FDA cares about you, like, or their version of that, you know? Because it's like, here, it's like, yeah, fucking, are people allergic to it? Neosporin, for example. You know what? Neosporin? Yes? Neosporin?
Yeah.
Okay, so Neosporin in America is a thing that everyone knows most of. On a wound. It's supposed to be like wound care, and it's kind of like I can't remember the name of the other thing, but like petroleum jelly.
Yeah.
And
like Vaseline.
Yes.
Yeah, but yes. Neosporin has drugs in it.
So Neosporin has one of the leading irritants in it.
Oh man.
And we still use it all the time because it's just been fucking advertised to us and advertised, but like year after year after year after year in there are like skincare awards, and yeah, it wins like a version of a Razzie in the skincare awards because they have such a like, it is so notable that they have such an allergen in their product, and fuck, it's just like they don't take it out. And so like just year after year, this like skincare awards have just given them those awards, and I think it's so funny that it's like, goodness, think about like where they actually want to keep their citizens well, and they don't actually have a market where when people get sick, it benefits literally everyone in our political system.
Wow. You know, I feel like a dunce. I feel like a Neosporin dunce right now. Cause yeah, I use Neosporin all the time.
I used it too. I didn't know either. And then I like was looking into skincare and like dermatology and stuff like that, and was like, what? And found that out and was just kind of like mind blown. And then did a little bit more digging after that because I trust nothing that I read or see or enter like information. And I did some more reading and I found out and I was like, holy banana phone. That's incredible. And so I completely started using like Aquaphor and stuff like that now because I can't, like, I don't want to use Neosporin. Fuck that shit.
That's crazy.
I remember using like an aloe vera once, an aloe vera gel, and I put it on. I was like, why do I feel like my skin's burning? And it had something in it that like literally burns your skin. I was like, I was using this for a burn.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It's just so crazy how different like standards are.
Man. Well, speaking of standards, that's not a good segue. I thought I had a segue. I don't have a segue.
Okay.
I've got two articles. I've got two articles that I want to share with you that are actually about, they're about like a serious matter that we could discuss. But it's just like one is about what's happening in California. And then one is what's happening in Australia. I think specifically it mentions Melbourne jelly. And I have questions. I know. I have questions. Okay. Okay. So the first one here, this is from the Los Angeles Times in California. And the title is, with cannabis edibles everywhere, dogs are getting stoned on neighborhood walks. And I know, Jelly, you're laughing. It sounds funny, but it's not funny because you could actually hurt your pup. But you should not be getting your dogs high. There are CBD products for dogs. That is okay. But dogs should not be eating THC edibles. But also in this story, and we don't have to read the entire story, the odd thing is, I don't understand why people are dropping their edibles and then not picking them up. And then also, I feel like, are some dog owners lying and saying that the dog ate the edible while on the walk because the dog's just actually eating your edible from your house? Because one of them details that, like, the dog got really sick because it was a chocolate that the dog found on the ground and ate. And I'm like, dude, if that's most of the time in SoCal, that chocolate is melting. And I guess the dog could just, like, lick it up. But what's going on? Who's throwing edibles down on the street?
Yeah, I feel like you've got a bunch of unreliable narrators there.
A little bit of unreliable narrators. A little bit unreliable. But there was also one detailed in the story that said that they don't think that people are necessarily dropping edibles accidentally. They think they're planting them there. It's the same as the Halloween candy thing, where it's like a little bit of hysteria.
Why would you wait? Like, no one wants to get your dog high. One, that's a dick thing to do. Like, that would be so fucking cruel. Like, and a high person having that level of, like, cruelty, I just don't want to believe it.
Yeah.
But, like, that's so bonkers.
It's
that's
totally so bonkers. And, like, a waste of edibles. Like, I know.
Yeah, actual... who would want to waste the edibles?
No, so like, much money.
Nobody. So like,
money.
It's just like the Halloween candy, where it's like, that seems like the most evil prank that is so out of the realm of something a cannabis consumer would do.
Yeah.
I care about my edibles. I need them.
Yeah.
I need my edibles. I don't have time to...
My friends?
Yeah.
My friends that help me through my hard times?
Yes.
Why would I leave them behind?
Why am I plotting to, like, take out dogs by putting them on the street?
Yeah, also, like... Ugh,
it's crazy.
That's so bonkers.
So bonkers. No. More likely that, you know, you had several edibles or several packs of edibles and... you dropped one because you're high as hell. And then a dog came along and, like, got into it. But, like, also, keep track of your dog. Because the dogs do eat anything along walks. But you just got to make sure they're not.
But if you see a piece of candy, like, you're going to try and stop your dog from eating that.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, yeah. Totally.
Especially if it's chocolate.
Please be a responsible dog owner.
Yes, absolutely. But I was watching a dog once and, like, there was, like, a little bit of shrubbery and dog went into it. And I figured dog was just, like, peeing. And it was a little dog, too. It's not a big dog at all. So the entire picture that ended up happening was adorable. Because dog went into, came out with an entire full slice of pizza in his mouth. I was like, amazing. You found a whole intact slice of pizza in there?
Amazing.
Wow. The good news about this is that there have been no dog deaths.
Yeah, thank goodness.
Right? Yeah, dogs eat an edible every now and again, especially if you have a smaller dog. You'll have to take the dog to the vet. The dog will need to see a doctor, maybe get a little bit of, like, flu. Like what happens with people where, like, if you OD on edibles, you mostly just go to the hospital and they put you, like, on an IV drip and just try to, like, flush your system a little bit. And then you just lie in a bed way too high, feeling like you're going to explode, and then you're fine. Oftentimes dog doesn't even need to go to the vet, can just wait it out at home and kind of sleep it off. Again, like people, if you take too many edibles, try to just go to sleep.
And also, like, if you're on the side of, like, haha, it would be funny to give my dog an edible, like, just for 2 seconds, like, think about how terrifying that dog must, or how terrifying it must be for that animal to not know what's happening to it.
Yeah,
you know, like,
not good. Don't please, get your dog high.
Please think empathetically.
Yeah, 100%. Do not ever get your dog high purposefully. Don't feed your dog. But unless you're going and you're just like CBD. They have CBD for dogs for calm relaxation, and you can get them at most dispensaries. So look into that, because that actually is good. Now, the Australian version of this story, Jelly.
Gosh.
Again, I have questions. I have questions.
No idea what you're gonna tell us.
I know. Really, this is from a site called IFL Science with an exclamation point.
Fucking love science. Yes.
I fucking love science. Mm-hmm. Here's the headline. Australian dogs have been getting stoned from eating too much human poop. What's going on, Jelly? What's going on? So now the dogs are not finding edibles with THC in it. They're finding the excrement of the people who are taking the too many edibles. Somehow.
Oh my goodness.
Which is crazy, because it's like, wait, you can get high that way?
You know what? I believe it.
Jelly, which part do you believe? That you can get high from human poop, that dogs are eating too much human poop, or that humans are leaving poop? Like, is everybody pooping outside? What is
can I paint a scenario before you tell me the real one?
Please.
Okay, here's what I'm thinking. Okay, so it's a hiking trip. Because, of course, there's so many natural beauties out there to see, so many things. And, like, you know, you want to go camping and you make it a fun overnight trip. So you get, like, high as fuck and you, like, you know, have to shit out in the woods or the, you know, the desert area of Australia. that's how that exists. I'm very learned.
Oh my god.
Yeah, and then the dog just is like, hey, what's this little chocolate morsel over here? And then gets down on the get down, because dogs love to eat poops.
Yeah, dude, dogs do love to eat poops. I see, the thing that wasn't throwing me off was not the doggy eating the poopy. It's just the readily available human poopy somewhere for dog to find. Because I flush, I would say 99.9% of mine. And I don't know where the other 0.01% goes. I'm sorry. That's a lie. I flush 100% of my poops. I don't think I've ever shat in public. I mean, like, not in a public toilet. I mean.
Yeah.
Stop bragging, jeez.
My God.
I'm sorry.
Speak for yourself, Sean.
Yeah.
I'm 40 for the next 4 years. I've never pooped in the woods. Marry me. Fucking married material, baby.
Cinnamon?
I can eat cinnamon. It doesn't even mess up my lungs. Because I'm perpetually 40 and I don't poop in public. All right, Jelly, what do you think? What's going on here?
Okay. So first off, I'm going to remember, if this is like happening in Melbourne is a city. Melbourne, there are houses everywhere.
Okay.
So there's no woods. There's no desert.
Yeah, okay.
If that was happening in the desert or something, I would say that would be happening to like wild dogs, like dingoes.
Yeah.
Okay. And I don't know if it would necessarily be in an article like this, but, and I don't know if dogs are necessarily getting high from the poop, but there's definitely been a lot more human poop around the last couple of months.
I've seen
poop and I'm like, that's a human poop. You just know, you know?
Yeah.
Wow.
You know.
Okay.
After living in Los Angeles.
You just know.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know. Like, you know.
I know.
You know. You know.
Seeing dogs eat poop, but like, how high did that person have to be for the dog to be getting high from it?
I think pretty high.
Pretty high. Or unless there's something else in the poop, like, you know how like catnip makes cats high? Maybe there's like something that, once it goes through the human body, that then makes the dogs high. Also,
it becomes supercharged.
Yeah, makes sense if someone's super high, they're maybe gonna need to go poop because their bowels are gonna like they're gonna be all relaxed, you know?
Yeah,
and they're just gonna go where they gotta go, you know?
I gotta be honest,
but I don't know.
Cannabis doesn't really make me have to poop. Cocaine, on the other hand. Immediate. That's immediate bowel movement. Okay, wait.
Well, that's the other thing. It's not saying like what the dogs are necessarily getting high from. So we're just assuming it's cannabis right now.
Oh my God. No, here, this is right here. The retrospective case series describes a novel and unexpected source for marijuana toxicosis in dogs, suspected ingestion of human feces containing THC, says the case report. Medical records from four 24-hour veterinary emergency hospitals in Melbourne, Australia were reviewed, and 15 dogs met the criteria for inclusion in this case series.
I feel like it's got to be like shitty hash brownies. Like that's the only way that like, you know,
gets
solid enough.
Wait, what are you saying? You're saying it's shitty hash brownies that the dogs are eating that people are thinking is human feces, or people are eating shitty hash brownies creating shitty shits?
That one.
Okay.
Because the brownies would kill the dogs with all that chocolate. Right.
Yeah. But if we can filter out the chocolate via stupid human.
Via another form of chocolate.
There you go. And that's the preferred method for the dog. Dogs love poops.
See, okay, no, I think the same thing is happening with both of these articles. I think that the dogs are just having people's edibles that they have around the house, and they don't want to claim that they are irresponsible dog owners. Plus, in Melbourne, it's illegal to have cannabis, so they do not want to be like, yes, that was me. And they're just blaming it on human poop.
Wow, what a lie. What a fucking awesome lie. Oh, no, it must have eaten some human feces.
I love this. I love that we solved the mystery. Thank you, Jelly.
Thank you, Jelly. Anyway, dogs are awesome. So take care of your puppos. Make sure they don't get into your stash of edibles or your stash of poopies.
Flush.
Yeah, please.
Flush.
And you know what? If you want your dogs to get high with you, get them some dog-friendly.
Yeah.
Yes.
CBD.
Yeah.
Oil, you know?
Simple as that.
Give them a few drops. You can have a fun time together.
Is there dog catnip?
Dog nip.
Dog find it.
Make it happen. Y'all, I'm so glad we're back. I miss you both so much. This has been fantastic. But unfortunately for this week, we are out of time. So let's close out the show. Make sure you listen to The Way Highway each and every Thursday, 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on Adobe Radio. And then you can go to the place where you get your podcasts and you can download episodes of The Way Highway so you keep up on all the stuffs that we've got going on. Kristen, get us out of here.
If you would like to follow us on social media, you could follow Sean Cowick at Sean Cowick. You could follow me, Kristen Sanchez, at Siren16X. And where can they follow you, Jelly?
You can follow me at Jelly Vanvis on Instagram.
Yay! And as always, you can follow The Way Highway at The Way Highway. And we'd like to say Happy New Year. Thanks for coming back. Thanks for listening. And thank you all. Thank you, Adobe. Thank you, Night Sky Digital. Thank you, Dr. Thank you, Gregory Jenkins. And thank you, Bernie and Jelly.
Yeah. Catch you next week, kids.
Bye. Bye. Bye.